Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at EricTalkStros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Speaking of being locked on something, are you locked on a Built Bar yet? Built Bar is one of the best candy bars out there. Well, it's not really a candy bar, but it tastes like a candy bar. And they have all these different new flavors like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp. There's just so much out there. And don't forget about all the original stuff like the raspberry, the German chocolate. Peanut butter is the one I really love. And I know that my wife loves the banana bread. And there's just so many different flavors. Built Bars are great for your body. If, let's say you just want a snack and you don't want something that's like greasy, like chips or anything. You want something that's for that healthy, conscious guy like you. If you want to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat, grab a Built Bar. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, great for keto diets. And let's just talk about my favorite, which is the peanut butter. It's 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, 5 grams of sugar, 5 grams of net carbs. So, guys, here's what you got to do. If you want to go get your Built Bar right now, go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off of BuiltBar.com. All right, guys, so this was a really weird week, I guess, with the hurricane that didn't really hit our area and the Houston area, but it did hit up to the east of us, which we suspected. And I know that some people are still without power. And so I was not going to do a podcast tonight, but I decided, you know what, there may be somebody out there in Louisiana or east Texas that maybe is without power. And the only thing they could do is really listen to this podcast. So let's go ahead and get that done. So luckily the Astros weren't affected. The game was already canceled. They already played the doubleheader. I believe that was on Tuesday, and they didn't end up playing that Wednesday game. But the storm didn't really hit until I believe it was Thursday morning, if I remember correctly. And so the Astros game was already canceled for that day. So it's not something that was basically affecting them. But there were some other things that happened over the weekend, and I just wanted to go ahead and kind of talk about that. So that's what we're going to be doing on today's podcast. And don't forget, if you want to check us out every day, go to Locked On Astros. You can go to, I don't care where you listen to it, Spotify, if you're Apple Music type of person, if you are just whatever, Himalaya, just go down and listen to us daily. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Astros. So let's go ahead and talk about the big monkey in the room. And on this podcast, we try not to get too political. But at this time, sports is kind of political. You see what's going on with the NBA. There's been a lot of attention to a guy named Jacob Blake, who was shot on Sunday. And this is something that tends to keep on coming up. And this is something that a lot of people of all different colors, it's just something that's a big deal. And a lot of people are just bringing this up because they want change. And I know in 2020 we have all this crap going on, but people just want change. And I know that some people were upset about the games being canceled on Friday night. Because the Astros, I guess let's kind of set this up. So the Astros were not scheduled, because of the hurricane, to play a game on Thursday. most of the teams across baseball actually did something Thursday. What they would do is they basically go up there like they're going to play the game. Then you had everybody kind of like have a moment of silence. And then you see the Black Lives Matters shirt on the home plate. Then you see the other two jerseys. And then they'll just walk off the field. This is something that teams, a lot of teams are supporting this. And this is something that was kind of surprising that the Astros would do this. Not for any reason. Just I think that a lot of people are like, well, are the Astros going to do it? Because most teams did it on Thursday. Some people did play on Thursday, but the Astros were scheduled off, so they went ahead and did it on Jackie Robinson Day. And a lot of people are saying, well, aren't you just kind of disgracing his memory? No. I think this is what Jackie Robinson did for baseball, was what people are fighting for right now. I mean, it's just there's a lot of politics, and I really, really try to keep this off this podcast because it's everywhere. And I just wanted to kind of give y'all some politics free, but at the same time, when a game's canceled, and I don't know about y'all, but I stayed off Twitter. I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna just listen and see what's out there. But I do agree with what people are trying to do. And they're trying to promote change. The Astros decided once they got to the ballpark Friday, they just said, well, we want to kind of support this movement. We want to go ahead and show that we are positive to change. And so the players kind of brought this to Dusty Baker, who then sent word up to James Click. And then James Click did talk to Jim Crane, and I'm sure there's some type of communication between the Athletics and the Astros, and it just everybody was in support of doing this. So I know it took your baseball away on Friday night, but don't forget you did have two epic games on Saturday before what happened on Sunday. But let's just kind of talk about what Michael Brantley had to say about this. He said, just the simple fact that we're having this conversation right now means a lot. We're trying to make a change. And even Josh Reddick came out. We felt like this message was bigger than just playing another game. To show support for our not only on the team, but on other teams across the league. And we want them to know that we have their backs, no matter what's going on. And this is something that people across baseball and Jackie Robinson, it's a big day, but I believe that I didn't get to watch the Saturday games, but I do believe that they wore the Jackie Robinson jerseys that day, and Lance McCullers pitched a pretty good game. But overall, they decided that they're not going to do this. And I was watching the live broadcast on Friday night, and even Jeff Blum and Todd Callis were caught by surprise. I don't think anybody kind of had a clue that this was going to happen. So it's a good positive message sent by the Astros. And for all the criticism that the Astros have gotten over the past, 6 to 7 months, this is a move in a positive direction, and we'll see what happens. But basically, this is what Brantley had to say. If we could change one person's mind, have a conversation about it, that changes one person's thought process, that saves a life. This is worth it. As a group, as a community, we're going to do a great job talking about it. But these situations that keep coming up have to stop. I think that we all feel the same way. And the more time we can talk about it and educate ourselves, the better off we're going to be. So I just think that they did handle this the right way. And they did get the extra baseball on Saturday. And so the Astros did win those two games. I believe there are 2.5 games behind the Athletics at this point. But unfortunately, Sunday happened, and we'll talk about Sunday in a second. Speaking of fans not being happy, I know a lot of people are still disappointed that there's a 60-game season, but at least it's a 60-game season and not having one. And one thing that a lot of people have dealt with is jobs. Like some people have not been as lucky as other people. And so if you are a business and you had to maybe cut a few people loose or something, and you want to bring some more people back on, if you're not going to do that, why don't you try Indeed.com? Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world. Besides Indeed, get you the best people and fast. Unlike all the other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, and you can pause your account at any time. And there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier, like sponsored jobs, which are shown there. Shown to be 3.5 times more likely to result in a hire. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast and maybe even apply. So try Indeed out with free $75 credit at Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/LockedOnMLB. Offer valid through September 30th. Speaking about not being happy as a fan, I'm sure you've been watching a game one time and then you're like, oh, I would like to drink a beer. And then you go to the refrigerator and you're out of beer. But you don't want to leave the game. Let's say that, let's say that Zach Greinke is throwing a no-hitter. And you're like, you know what? I don't want to jinx it like all the beat writers do, so I want to stay and watch this game. So what can you do to get some beer? Why don't you call Postmates? Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, or whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver it. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery options for all restaurants, groceries, and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within an hour. So you don't have to go trip. If you're one of these people that don't like to wear a mask and you don't want to go to the store, then why don't you have Postmates do that for you? So download the apps for iOS and Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and take your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for the first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. That code is LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmate app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code LOCKEDON. All right, before we talk about Sunday's decision, let's go and talk about what happened in the doubleheader. The Astros swept both games. They won the second game 6-3 behind Zach Greinke, and they won the first game 4-2. And this was basically both games, the pitchers weren't perfect. I believe that Greinke gave up 3 runs, and then McCullers gave up 1 run, and had 7 strikeouts, but because it was a doubleheader, they only had to throw 6 innings. And then in game one, Lance McCullers, after I don't know if he warmed up on Friday night, but he did come in and pitch 6 innings. He had 6 hits, 7 strikeouts. His ERA is down to 5.06. I know you're like, well, that's not good, but compared where he came from, that's pretty good. Ryan Pressly got 2 saves on that day, so that's awesome. And it's kind of good to see that Presley's being able to be used on the same day, so that means that he's healthy and feeling good. But how about Kyle Tucker? He is now batting .272 on the season. I know earlier in the season, everybody's like, well, stop giving him a chance, but Dusty Baker kept on throwing him out there. I know that there's some injuries to Michael Brantley and George Springer and to some other players where he kind of had to play. And I think because he was given the extra playing time, he started to feel comfortable. In game one, he had a 3-run homer, and Josh Reddick added a homer, and George Springer was back in the lineup. And He had a double. Mike Brantley had a double. And Yuli Gurriel had a double as well. But that wasn't all that Kyle Tucker did. In game two, he did it again. He is now the, I forgot what Jeff Blum said, but I'm going to call him the poor man's Evan Gattis, because he had another triple. And this is awesome to see how this guy that, I know a lot of people were like, we could have had Christian Yelich, we could have done all this if we would have traded Kyle Tucker and Forrest Whitley. But the Astros really saw something in both these guys, and so they kept on giving him a chance, and he kept on giving him a chance. And look at what Kyle Tucker's doing it now. He's batting .272. He has 29 RBIs. This dude is on fire, and he is carrying the Astros. And he said that, I've been seeing the ball very well. I haven't chased a lot of pitches. And if you're not chasing pitches and you're getting pitches over plate, you'll be more productive that way. So in his past 17 games, Kyle Tucker is batting .357 with 5 homers and 20 RBIs. He is basically doing what Yordan Alvarez did last year when he came up. He is carrying this offense. And while the Astros have kind of been dealing with injuries, and by the way, Aledmys Diaz did return to join the team, and he did play in game two. And I do believe that Taylor Jones was actually sent down in favor of Aledmys Diaz, but Taylor Jones was available for a doubleheader. But this is good. And Martin Maldonado, he is now batting .260 again. Josh Reddick is batting .280. Carlos Correa is batting .284. Yuli Gurriel is batting .292. Brantley is batting .288. So all we have right now are struggling kind of is Springer batting .209. And then you have Altuve batting .211. But Springer did have his 5th homer of the season, and he did drive in 2 runs in that game. But Kyle Tucker is just carrying this team. And with the way the Astros were playing, it was such a bummer, I guess you can say, with the early notification on Sunday morning that the Astros would not be playing the A's, because the A's have a player who tested positive for coronavirus. And so now the Astros had to go ahead and do test, and they're going to do contact tracing, because I'm sure they probably know who the player is, but they're going to see, well, okay, well, who did this player have contact with on the Astros? And if they have to, let's say that the runner was at whoever was, we don't know who it is, and I don't think they're going to tell us, but let's say that the runner was at first base and Yuli was there, then maybe they'll say, okay, Yuli, well, you were this close to him at this time, so you need to go ahead and have an expedited test and something like that. So this is something that the Astros are going to be monitoring. No, they're not going to play a game on Monday. This is something that some people thought. They could be pushing it back to a later date. James Click did say that they're taking their cues from MLB Baseball and our health and safety people. Once we have a better idea of the test results from Sunday, we'll be able to address the Rangers series. But hopefully, if the contact tracing comes back negative and the test comes back negative, we'll be able to go on Tuesday. So they're going to probably have to play the other game. And so we'll have to see what. But the Astros are within 2.5 games of the A's, and they're playing good baseball right now. Yes, we would love to have a few of the people on the IL back in the lineup, notably Alex Bregman. And then don't forget about Yordan Alvarez. But he actually had knee surgery on both knees. One of them, I think, was just a routine like cleanup type thing. But the other one was a little bit more serious. But I believe the Astros did announce that he will be ready well before spring training starts. So that does mean something. Normally they said they'll be ready by spring training. They're saying right here is he'll be ready way before spring training, and so maybe he'll be able to do this. But the Astros and the A's were informed at 10 p.m. on Saturday night that they did have a player test positive. And they're not giving out any information at this point whether the positive test came from a player or staff. And they're actually going to stay in Houston overnight and hopeful to get some test results back before deciding next step. So what the Astros have to decide now is this is technically the first time they've had to deal with this. This is something that they haven't really been affected by. I know they had the hurricane, but they really haven't missed a lot of games. So this is something that hopefully is not a big deal. Hopefully they are able to play the Rangers on Tuesday, but I guess it all depends on how the test results come back. But speaking of this, August 31st, 2020 is the trade deadline for the Houston Astros and the rest of baseball. And there's not a lot of chatter out there. The only thing that I did see today was Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic said that the Astros could be interested in Archie Bradley and lefty Robbie Ray. Bradley is the Diamondbacks closer, and the Astros, with especially Brent Strom, they could probably fix Robbie Ray. Robbie Ray has struggled this year. He's one of those guys that when he's on, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball, but he's walked 30 in 31 innings this year, and he just hasn't looked great. His ERA is 7.84. He has a 1-4 win and loss record. He has struck out 43 batters in those 31 innings, but the walks is something that's just kind of alarming. His whip is a little bit high, but as we can see with Gerrit Cole has kind of come back to earth with the Yankees. He's still a great pitcher, but I was watching the John Boy podcast, and they're like breaking apart everything that he has kind of gone up this year, and they're like, we don't know why and all this, but I think losing what the Astros had in terms of analytics and working with Brent Strom, that's a big deal. So Robbie Ray, he's only 28 years old. He is somebody who still has some team control left. Actually, I'm lying. He's actually a free agent after the season. So this would be basically a rental. But this is one of those guys that I think the Astros can go out and fix and maybe become a better pitcher. Because last year he had a 12-8 record with a 4.34 ERA, but he has a career 4.25 ERA. He had some great years, including 2017, where he had a 2.89 ERA, and he had some other several good seasons. So this is somebody that the Astros, I think, could go out and get. But then again, how much would you have to pay? And Archie Bradley just makes so much sense for the Astros. I think that he would fit in over here, and I think that he would kind of address some of the issues you have in a bullpen. Maybe Ryan Pressly can go back to be the setup guy where he's kind of a little bit more comfortable. But other than that, there's not a lot of rumors out there. I know that Trevor Rosenthal of the Cardinals was optioned, but I believe he was already traded today. And teams are just a little bit hesitant to go after somebody who's basically a rental, because you're really just renting this guy for a month and the playoffs. But Archie Bradley has a little bit more time left, so he could be somebody that everybody's going to go out and try to get Bradley. So I think people are going to stay away from Robbie Ray, but same time, are the Diamondbacks really going to give the Astros another pitcher to go fix? And so that's just something to kind of think about. So Brett and I will be back later tonight, and we'll go ahead and talk a little bit more about what's happened over the weekend. But I just want to do a quick little podcast, and thank you for listening. And don't forget to go check out my friend Sully over at the Locked On MLB podcast. He does a great job, and we will talk to you tomorrow.